Based on the large Donald Trump sign that decorates his lawn on South Road in Hopkinton, you might assume Eric Haben plans to vote for Donald Trump.
Initially I was, but I'm now really torn as far as whether I will or not.
That was Haben yesterday. He had just heard Marco Rubio speak at St. Anselm College. Haben's now considering candidates besides Trump. He says all have their pluses and their minuses.
I am a little concerned regarding both Cruz and Rubio as far as only being one-term senators, just like Obama. I'm concerned about Trump not having maybe all the wherewithal as far as dealing with politicians because he's outside of that.
Being outside of that has been at the core of Donald Trump's appeal. Trump's topped the GOP field in every poll taken here for the past 7 months, but according to American Research Group pollster Dick Bennett, Trump's defeat in Iowa, a state where he also led in the polls, has the potential to change things dramatically.
With Trump losing, it's like you take the deck of cards and throw it up in the air and say, now we're going to start all over again. And the voters do too.
That said, Bennett's own tracking polls have shown Trump holding the lead he had before his Iowa loss. Yet head out to Republican campaign events and you'll find voters who have cooled on Trump. Connie Puglisi is a retiree who turned out to Roby's Country Store in Hooksett this week to see Ted Cruz.
When Trump first came out, I said, oh, I like what he has to say, because he told it like it was, and it's like other people didn't have the nerve to do that. But as the more I listened to him, I'm like, yeah, right, I'm done with you.
Ed Groves of Manchester, meanwhile, drives a car bearing two bumper stickers.
Yeah, the Trump sticker has been on my car for a long, long time. I put the Cruz over it.
Groves still likes Trump, but doubts he's electable. He says he could also support Marco Rubio. Groves' main goal is to ensure no Democrat ends up in the White House. Paul Boskey, an independent from Pittsfield who will vote Republican, says he has a less partisan goal.
I want somebody that I feel is going to stand up for the country and the whole world can take them seriously. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump can't pull that off, but I want a full-rounded candidate.
Boskey says he's yet to figure out who that might be. He's not alone. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.